click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
In the month of April, many of us were caught like a deer in the headlights, shocked by the reciprocal tariff announcement that was made by U.S. President Donald Trump. Following that, there were ongoing delays, several negotiations, and where we stand now is that a federal court has made a ruling that the decision by the White House to actually implement reciprocal tariffs was illegal. So this raises a lot of concerns and questions around what it means for the trade relationships that have already been impacted by implementing higher costs and prices, fees, to facilitate for these particular tariffs. Where to now? To help tell us more, we reached out to a good friend of Kaya Biz and someone who has been keeping us up to speed with the dynamics regarding the world of trade, the CEO of XA Global Trade Advisors, Donald McKay. Mr. McKay, always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Good evening.
I'm excited to speak to you because just when we think we catch a break regarding the tariffs, there's another update. And I guess this time around, it's one that will potentially be well received by those within the shipping, logistics and trade environment. But first things first, I know you're not a legal expert, but perhaps you can just help us get a better understanding of this court announcement and ruling that was recently taken place by the United States Court of Appeals of the Federal Circuit. Help us contextualize what this does mean.
Yeah, so the question that's always kind of hovered around President Trump's reciprocal tariffs is whether they are legally permissible in the U.S. We've never seen a president use tariffs in the way that President Trump has. So tariff, the power to set tariffs in the U.S. Typically resides with Congress. Congress, quite a while ago, handed that over to the president. So the president's been doing that for a while, but we've never had a president use those powers in quite this way. So the court, for now, has overturned the position, but it looks, unfortunately, as if this is going on appeal. So it my guess would be that the tariffs are going to stick around until the appeal is heard in the Supreme Court. And at that point, we'll have finality. But I should add, it's not even clear that should the case succeed in the Supreme Court, that it actually gets implemented. The U.S. has done, and particularly President Trump, has done so many things which are outside of what is legally acceptable, that it's not clear at all that he will abide by such an adverse ruling if it happens to arrive.
And I guess that's the concern and the frustration and the delay that leads to further uncertainty. Firstly, is the understanding of how the U.S. legal system does work, especially with peculiar cases like this that impact are implemented by the White House. But understanding that this just adds ongoing uncertainty and kicks the can further down the road for those within the supply chain environment who are impacted by the tariffs. And maybe let's contextualize that. For many businesses, as we know, the tariff agreements were settled by the end of August. Some countries still have an ongoing extension. Others had already made contingency plans to increase their fees and prices before any finality of the deal. What happens now?
Yeah, so the uncertainty is in many ways perhaps more harmful than the tariffs themselves. People simply don't know what to do. So if you were an importer in the U.S., you've got to make decisions on whether you are or not going to import and where you're going to buy from. And so this uncertainty makes those decisions very difficult. You know, President Trump has said all of this has been done in the service of bringing manufacturing home to the U.S. But of course, even that is difficult if the investors have no idea how long the duty protection will last for. So I think, you know, I'm very glad that President Trump lost the case in the U.S. But I do fear that the uncertainty, unfortunately, has not disappeared.
And that is a concern because I can imagine you being a global trade advisor, many clients must be asking you, well, what do we do? So I guess without telling us your secret sauce, what are you advising clients to do and how to position themselves right now?
Well, I've taken a leaf out of our own president's book, and I'm recommending to our clients to diversify. I mean, quite simply, the U.S. poses a risk in a way that the U.S. has never posed a risk before. As a truly unreliable trade security partner and all the rest of it. So if you're a South African producer that used to selling to the US, perhaps you're taking a lot of pain at the moment. Mm. But ultimately, the only medicine for that is to be less dependent on the US. There's no way to have any certainty around what will happen from one day to the next.
Donald, I can imagine the stress your clients must be under, because this is eating into their margins. No clarity if they can get some kind of refund. Does this maybe compromise the sustainability of their businesses in the short to medium term? I guess, how then do they plan for the future?
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt. So there are some companies that are obviously much worse impacted than others.
Yeah.
But the consequences of this are severe. I mean, there will be some companies that fail. I suspect those will be the smaller and medium companies. And of course, those always die quietly. We don't get them on the front page of the Sunday Times, but they disappear, and the hundreds of jobs, or tens of jobs even in some companies, those people just join the queue of the unemployed.
And I guess this also raises concerns that many have actually said, okay, find alternative markets, but has the time frame provided opportunity?
Yeah, that's a hard problem to solve. I mean, firstly, we're not the only people doing it. So we've got the whole world, whoever exported those products to the US, they're all looking for new markets. And so the US is by far the world's largest consumer economy. It's very difficult to replace the US with another country. And even if you do find another who may purchase the same volume, it's very difficult to get the same margin into those other markets. So the harm is going to be felt. I think that is unavoidable.
And I guess for the moment, businesses just need to sit tight, ride the wave for as long as they potentially can. Would that be, I guess, the standpoint?
Yeah, that does feel like very empty advice. But yeah, I'm not sure what else can be done. You know, we still have another 3 and a bit years for President Trump in charge. And I think we should not expect stability in that period. And that's hard to digest, but I think that is simply the truth of things.
Donald, I believe that this is a book waiting to happen for us to really take a look at the realities of how uncertainty can drive so much, I guess, calamity and frustration for businesses to such an extent that future planning and scenario planning becomes almost impossible. Thank you again for your time and for giving us some clarity on this particular conversation. We won't shoot you. You're just the messenger helping us understand the reality of what's at stake. But it really does raise concerns and paint a bleak picture for many in the shipping space. But thank you again, Donald.
You're welcome.
Donald McKay, CEO of XA Global Trade Advisors, helping us contextualize Trump's Liberation Day tariffs. Well, from what we do see, they have been deemed illegal by the U.S. Court of Appeals. But like any legal process, this does just add to the level of uncertainty for business operators, those in the freight, shipping and logistics environment. What do they do now? What cost implications do they need to be mindful of? And as was mentioned in a previous conversation with David Shapiro, when I asked how this year has been so different to all the other years of uncertainty, calamity and market fallouts, in the past, it's always been a big event. Healthcare, financial crisis, banking concerns. With this, it really shows the damage and the repercussions that are faced when one individual takes on decisions that actually have a multiplier effect and far-reaching consequences to economies, businesses, and sectors that he even might not even be aware of. So, a big case study nonetheless.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.